It has been said that Lou Reed is the man who gave dignity, poetry, and rock and roll to smack, speed, sadomasochism, and homosexuality. This is probably the most valid statement that can be made about the man. Many people do not understand Lou Reed and therefore don't like his music. To them, Lou Reed is just another weirdo in the rock music business. Yet there are people for whom his talent has meaning, and that is all that is really required to make his or anyone else's music worthwhile. In a downtown Vancouver restaurant, CITR's Bruce Baugh interviewed Lou Reed about his tour and his life in general.
I want to ask you first of all about how the tour is going and how you like the new band.
The new band has been together about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Pre-Coney Island Baby, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
So, they're not that new. As a matter of fact, they're getting kind of old.
How's the reception been on the places you played so far?
Ecstatic. Supposedly, you know.
Yeah. What like, kind of a
because
show?
Because the straight done? Press, like, the reviews have been so bad that it had to be good.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, because looking at the people, you know, I, like, believe it or not, I'm a great one for, like, the kids seem to like it. You know. And I kind of, you know, the kids liked it. Plus, more important than that, like, we liked it. That's our show. So if we liked it, no, it's kind of good enough for me.
What's
our tastes seem to run like I'm retarded in that sense. About 14, I stopped. And,
so you figure your tastes are about the same as the kids?
In some respects. Metaphysically, I would doubt it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that part of what Rock and Roll Hard is about? I mean, having those same sort of tastes? Is that what it is to have a rock and roll heart?
I want to have a pacemaker on the cover, you know. But then I realized that I didn't know what a pacemaker looked like any more than anybody else did.
So if it was on the cover, it would be meaningless, eh?
No, I would have put Henry Fonda's picture there. Yeah. But then there were legal problems with that.
Hmm.
No, rock and roll heart, like, meant a lifestyle. Like, it's just a certain way of looking at things and doing things, none of which are the same, but there's like a common denominator there someplace.
The guy who reviewed the album in Rolling Stone seemed to think of it as some sort of search for lost innocence. Is there any truth in that?
Please.
No.
They thought banging on my drum was about masturbation, too.
Uh-huh. No.
No. Mm. But if they like to think that, then yes. Yeah. It's so much more exciting what they come up with, you know, than whatever we meant.
Do you find it amusing to find people interpreting these things in ways that you never intended them?
No.
Does it bother you then?
No.
No.
It's like amusing and it's not amusing and it doesn't really make much difference one way or the other.
You were saying that your artistic taste stopped at 14.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't?
No.
Well,
I was saying, I was talking about certain kinds of music.
Okay, well, this leads into a question. What did you think of the Runaways version of your rock and roll?
What I think of it?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Have you listened to it?
Sure.
You didn't like it or dislike it one way or the other?
Oh, I think it's really nice. I mean, wouldn't you like some 14-year-old girl to record something you wrote?
Yeah.
I hear you guys were one of the first acts to play the Retinal Circus, one of the original psychedelic clubs here in Vancouver. I mean, back when you were with the Velvet Underground.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, there was a contortionist on. I couldn't watch.
Really?
No, he made me sick. I mean, you know, he's dislocating both his arms and shoulders and tying himself in a knot, and, you know, it was sickening. You know, it's just, I had to go backstage, and but they were smoking dope, and that made me sick, so I didn't have any place to go. But Vancouver was really pretty, because they said, it's just like when Columbus sailed in. But, you know, like, we were standing, like, at a harbor or something like this here, and they said, you know, the way it is now is, like, whoever got here first and took a look around, like, basically saw about just about the same thing. And I was really amazed. I thought that was really fantastic.
What time of year were you here then? Was it summertime or?
It was warm out. I mean, it wasn't like this where or the way it was before, all gray and cloudy. It was nice out. You know, it was really pretty. Just obscenely pretty. You know, like disgustingly pretty, man. No, and I said to them, you know, like, how come they haven't gotten about to fucking it up yet?
We're working on it.
The thing is, this is like 10 years ago. At least, the Retinal Circus, like, that goes back. I mean, that really goes back. We were here with a guy who works up here and doing sound named David Faison, who is one of the unsung heroes, you know. He was one of our first, quote, roadies before anybody knew what a roadie was, you know. All we knew is, you know, it was somebody who was helping put everything together, you know, and didn't steal, you know. And that, you know, came under the heading of a friend. You know, hence now they call roadies, so now they steal. So I guess tit for tat or tat for tit. You know.
You seem to be really sort of into technique and into sort of technical things like sound equipment and film equipment. And I saw an interview with you in Rolling Stone where you'd figured out some new gadget for your guitar. What is it about that technology that fascinates you?
Oh, machines. Oh, because like Sony, when they first wanted to come out with a transistor radio that would fit in your pocket, and they made all these ads saying it'll fit in your pocket, and when they finally made it, it didn't fit in your pocket. So they made their own shirts.
Really?
Yeah, with a pocket that it would fit in. And I've always admired that.
Does metal machine music reflect some sort of exploration in pure technology, just in machines?
It was the ultimate multi-layered guitar solo. it's about, you know, a lot of people say, why don't you play guitar? And blah, 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 blah. Plus, like, I hated RCA so much. I don't think that's a secret. Things had gotten out of control and everything. And I happen to really like the record.
Did you go?
But it was in disguise. Like, it looked suspiciously like Rock and Roll Animal. Yeah. What a ripoff. Yeah.
What sort of a cover, what sort of packaging were you hoping for?
Well, I packaged it, so I wasn't hoping for it. I packaged it to come out exactly that way.
Did you want a disclaimer on it, or did you not want a disclaimer on it?
No, I wanted a disclaimer on it. And they went, and their idea of disclaimer was a little bitty print, you know, and they were supposed to have a big thing saying, you know, listen to 2 minutes worth before you go out and lay your guilders, you know. That's world-weary, throw out, you know. But, Deutschland über alles, like Nico put that on her album, and you know, people say, don't you know what the Jewish rack jobbers are going to say? No. So, rambling discourse. Yeah. Back to Machines, right, which is where you started. They're really, you know, so interesting. You know? I mean, it's like algebra. I always liked algebra because if you do algebra right, you go from X to Y and you're bound to get to Z. I mean, there's always like some fundamental logical way that you get to Z. And if you don't, then you've made a logical mistake. And the same applies to machinery.
Does the same apply to creativity sometimes, like to your art? Is your artistic activity along those lines too, or is it a
I don't know what that means. It's like I really don't know what that means.
Well, what I was wondering is if you started with some sort of concept and then tried to work it out developmentally to some sort of logical conclusion.
Well, if you go from point A to B, logically, you either can go to A, you know, it has to be based on a logical premise. I mean, if the premise is, I mean, that's famous, the law. I forget what it's for.
That's law?
Modus
ponens?
No, you know, like a categorical imperative. It's that Kantian ethic comes under the heading of like that. If you're going from point one to point two, you know, it follows naturally that that can be accomplished unless the basic premise has been incorrect, in which case that's where the foul-up is. So, since my premises have yet to be proven wrong, the rest is just busy work. The thing is, like, how could the premise be proven wrong when it's theoretical? Yeah. And if you're dealing in just taste, then you're dealing in subjective, so the rest is just busy technical work. You know, which anybody, you know, all you have to do is pick up a, you know, manual, you know, it's not like you have to be an expert. Anybody can be an expert. All you have to, you know, you can read and write. You know, sit down, you don't even have to write, just read. Or if you can't read, have somebody read it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole idea about tapes, you know. Bypasses, you know, just leapfrogs over verbalization and, you know, giving people instructions.
So you're
just like there. It's like Andy once said, it's so much easier to read a book by putting your finger on, you know, on the page. Like, you could feel it better. And that kind of, you know, that takes care of that.
So you're saying sort of any verbal critique of metal machine music would be irrelevant?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And by definition, void of any kind of intelligence, you know. The vacuity of it would more than, you know, demonstrate the paucity of intelligence involved in it.
Just put it on the record player and let it move your brain, sort of thing.
Or don't. You know, Groucho Marx said, like, bring me a rose or leave me alone.
So you'd prefer, say, reviews of your albums not to be written, just people buy the music, listen to the music, and whatever it means to them, that's
right.
Just Jim Dandy.
Right. Or somebody wants to say, like, hey, you might like this. Fine.
Satellite's gone up to the sky.